Welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin. My co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guest today is Jason Bell with the Vacuum Center and Appliances. I'm trying out new names for you.
Yeah. We're going to have to figure something out.
So Jason was telling us how you've always had vacuums. You have wonderful vacuums. I am a customer. Mm-hmm. I do have a wonderful Ricard that I think I've had probably 15 years now. I've had it a long time.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
And they service it for me when I need it. They give I buy my vacuum bags mm-hmm. from them. They sell me spare cords because sometimes my husband likes to run it over and then he replaces it.
Love it.
So
I get texts from your husband saying, how do I fix this? It's all good.
Tell
yeah.
Nancy, but I broke yeah. the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, there was one time he was in Evansville, actually, and he's asking me how to fix this thing. And I'm like, I don't know. Text a picture to Jason.
Yeah.
And he did. And Jason's like, I think you need to do this. And yep. it fixed it.
Done. So,
24/7 service. Yeah.
It is awesome. Awesome service. But we haven't talked about vacuums. We've only talked mostly about your new appliance line, Miele appliance line, that you've got all the bells and whistles.
Yes. Yes. We were talking about washers and dryers earlier. And
and cooktops and refrigerators.
Dishwashers.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee makers. What don't you have?
We pretty much have everything now, at least I think. Next week, we'll find out.
And you still are selling vacuums.
We are.
Should we talk about the vacuums?
We can hint on that. You know, I'm kind of excited about the appliance display. There's a lot of cool features, so I do want everybody to hear about that. But we can talk about vacuums. Why not?
I mean, you have the best vacuums around.
I think so.
Whether they're commercial grade or they're mm-hmm. the kind that you buy to do your own house. They're
yes.
they're wonderful vacuums. And I think one of the things that people don't get is that you can go to any box store or discount store mm-hmm. and buy a vacuum. You will spend anywhere from $75 to $150 on a decent, quote unquote, vacuum.
Right.
You will probably replace that vacuum in 18 to 24 months.
Average, yeah. Easily.
On average.
Yep.
Because they do not wear as well as some of the better vacuums.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the long run, and I have found this, I have to say it was a hard pill to swallow when I bought my first vacuum from Jason. It was a pricey vacuum. And I think my husband, it took him a month or so to pull his jaw off the floor. But he loves that vacuum.
Well, you've had it for 15 years now.
Exactly. Exactly.
The return on the investment was nothing.
That's right.
So talk about, yeah, exactly. I mm-hmm. would have spent, yeah.
you
know, a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah. Eight by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we see a lot of is that they go buy a vacuum from the box store. They have it a year, 2 years. They've already had problems with it. Let's say the warranty's 2 years. The companies and we can get the reps in my store because we sell some of that stuff too. You know, it's there for, I'd rather you buy it from me and us do a yearly checkup on it for free than to buy it from a box store and not mm-hmm. get anything.
Right.
So the reps will come in the store and tell you, we build those, we put a warranty on them, and that's exactly how long we expect them to last. So if it's a 2 year warranty, 2 years. If it's 1 year warranty, 1 year. That's considered disposable vacuums, and they've got it down almost to a science. That doesn't mm-hmm. mean that, you know, you're not going to have the customers that don't use it near as often, or they maintain their vacuum the way that they're supposed to, and it doesn't, you know, last that amount of time. It lasts double the amount of time. But that's a rare circumstance. You've got a lot of bagless out on the market now. People don't maintain the filters the way they're supposed mm-hmm. to. They don't change the filters mm-hmm. the way they're supposed to. I mean,
therefore, they don't work the way they're supposed to.
They don't work. Right, they're not getting the
imagine that.
They're not getting the dirt deep down in the carpet. Mm-hmm. It's doing top surface okay, but not deep cleaning, which then your carpet doesn't last as long. You know, one recommendation I would have is go out to, it's the Carpet and Rug Institute. Just Google it. It'll come right up, and they basically rate carpet manufacturers, they rate vacuums, and it's on a silver, gold scale, I think platinum as well. Platinum scale, and basically it doesn't compare, you know, this vacuum to this vacuum. It puts it into one of those three categories, then it's your job to say which features fits the best. But if it's not rated by them, then that means also that you probably shouldn't be using it on the carpet manufacturer's carpets. So if you go to the carpet manufacturer website and you look at their warranty, they say only vacuums approved by the Carpet and Rug Institute. So some of these brands that you see majorly advertised on TV, your warranty is not covered on your carpet if you use some of those vacuums that aren't approved by the Carpet and Rug Institute. So you have to be careful. There's a lot of brands out there. I mean, some of the brands that are advertised heavily, you're also paying for that advertisement. You're not paying for the product. So, you know, if you see the advertisement left and right on TV, there's a big chunk of that money that's going towards advertisement and not quality of product. So there's all sorts of things like that. Our repairs have, I bet over the past 4 or 5 years, have probably went up 400 or 500% easily. And most of it is a lot of these box store brands and TV advertised brands that are through the roof. Hmm. So thank you to you guys for buying those and keeping us in business with all the repair work. But, you know, I'd rather see somebody buy a good quality vacuum that we can keep going.
Well, I was going to say, and is it really worth paying a couple $100 for a cheaper vacuum and then spending $50 to $100 on it to have it repaired every couple of years or every year? In the long run, you might as well buy a nicer one and have it serviced once a year by Jason and his crew and save. You'll end up saving money.
It's half. The average consumer spends $80 to $100 on a vacuum every year. On average, and if you buy a good quality vacuum, it actually drops down to about 40 to 50. So you cut your cost in half. Repair goes down. I mean, just you name it. So it's worth buying a better vacuum.
It's better for the environment, too, because you end up with all these disposable vacuum cleaners in a dump.
It is.
I mean, so it's just better for everyone.
I don't have the number in front of me, but I can't remember how many millions of vacuums are thrown away every year.
Oh, sure.
It's just absolutely crazy. There's an exact number. I want to say like 15 million, but I don't know if it's it's some crazy number. So that's a big chunk to be thrown into our landfills.
Absolutely. Well, let's go back to, we only have a few more minutes left, but I want to make sure everybody knows that they need to come to the vacuum center, which is off of Pete Ellis Drive on the east side of town. Mm-hmm. Big store, expanded. If you haven't been in there in a while, it's double the size, basically. And you have a new area, which is all kitchen appliances as well as washers, dryers.
Yes.
And people can bring lunch.
Yeah.
And their laundry.
And their laundry and just hang out and cook. And
you guys can bring me lunch, too. It's fine.
Bring enough so that Jason and his friends can eat.
We took over more space a few years ago with the intent of expanding. And so we went from 2,600 square feet to 5,200 square feet. And big showroom. We have the central vac area set up now. We have laundry area, several refrigerators, kitchen area, all that. And we'll just continue to keep expanding, you know, on that area and have a big showroom of nothing but appliances over there. So please come.
And you can touch and knock on them.
give you a cup of coffee. And this isn't like, you know, your normal day-to-day coffee. This is, I hate mentioning names, but like Starbucks in a box. If you can get it there, you can actually have it right there in front of you. You can program it every morning for your name. And if you want the same thing every day, you just go up and touch your name and it pops right out.
I'm in heaven.
It is.
I can see Brian's probably going to be stopping by. What time do you open? Because he goes to work pretty early. He'll be like, need my coffee.
Yeah.
Waiting for the new house. Just watch out.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool features. Come please visit us.
Well, say your address and do you have a website now?
It's being redone because of all this stuff, so I want to hold off a little bit longer on that as we continue to develop it. But we're at 223 South Pete Ellis Drive. We're in the same strip mall as Jiffy Treat and Learning Treasures. Core Gamer's not there anymore. You can reach us at 812-330-0888.
Awesome. Easy number to remember.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and at the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.